This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Oh. Thank you, Tamara.
You're welcome.
It is the Big K Morning Show, a big day in the city of Pittsburgh for a lot of reasons. And in studio with me is Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. Mayor, appreciate you coming in.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you? Thanks for having me. How you been?
I'm good. We're in the midst of a big summer. We got a lot going on here in and around town. Nobody knows that better than you. This gathering today on the campus of Carnegie Mellon University is getting international attention. The Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit, all these leaders from companies, corporate America in the energy technology world gathering with elected officials. What's your take on this for the future of the region?
I think it's great for the future of the region. I think what CMU is doing by gathering a lot of leaders in the industry of energy is positive. And I think that, you know, them coming here showcases the city and why investments here make sense. So I'm very pleased at that. You know, I am kind of concerned about the president coming in town and the controversy that surrounds the president right now, from the cuts in the what I call the big ugly bill in Medicaid and SNAP's benefits, the whole alligator Alcatraz situation with ICE, the whole cuts, you know, the whole conversations around DEI. There's a lot of conversations that I am concerned about with him coming here. And though it wouldn't be something that I would want, if that's what they think should happen, that's what should happen. But what I'm asking the community to do and the city to do is just make sure that, and when you protest, because you have a right to protest, and I understand, because there's a lot of people that's fearful, particularly kids that's from this, that come to this city on visas and, you know, for college and things of that sort. They're nervous. So I understand the protests. I understand why they're going to protest. I support that. But what I support more than that, Larry, is their ability to do it peacefully and not tear up our city to make sure it's nonviolent. Because if it's not nonviolent, then we just, you know, go into the narrative that they set, right? We're saying the same about the sad that's coming in today and the divisiveness. We don't want to, we want everything to be peaceful so that at the end of the day, life is preserved, everything is okay, and that we send a different message of who we are by being peaceful.
What do you say, Mayor, if someone says, well, Mayor, how can you be against this $75 billion investment?
Yeah, I'm not against that. I think it's great that the energy leaders from the energy sector are coming here today at CMU. I'm definitely not against that. I'm for that. I'm for them being here. I'm for the investment that they see here. I'm grateful for CMU for holding this energy summit, because we understand that that's the direction that this is going. There are some things that I'm concerned about with the energy sector, but in regards to the exposure that it'll give this region, I'm grateful. My concern is the fear that will be affiliated with this, because the president is coming. Larry, there's a lot of kids out here that's on visas that's worried about if they can go back to school here. There's a lot of people that's worried about the deportation of ICE.
Some of those students
I've heard from some. We've heard from some students. We've heard from some of our immigrant population. We've heard some from our African-American population. We've heard from some of our seniors that's worried about the Medicaid cuts. We've heard about some of our people that are worried about the SNAP cuts. There's a lot of reasons why there's a lot of fear. And that's why you hear me saying, and the protests I'm okay with. Let's just make sure we keep it peaceful.
That said, what about the ICE and the situation where they're taking, the people that are illegally in this country, but otherwise not criminals, or is that enough for them to do what they're doing?
I always said, I don't see no justice in terror. I don't see no justice in making people feel scared, making people worried about their family. We've had, this is a country full of immigrants. So the immigration is not new, and if you really want to fix it, fix immigration through federal legislation. You don't sick ICE on people and separate them from their families, and then you create a whole new encampment down in Florida, Alligator Alcatraz. Like I don't see nothing spiritually fulfilling about that. I don't see putting people in terror as a way of doing business, and I understand where that came from, back in the day where they were using small African-American children as bait for alligators. And now you're going to turn around and call it this? Like, there's no justice, no humility, no humanity, and not at all. And so for me, when you ask me that question, I how I feel about homicides and how hard we work to reduce homicides in the city. So I don't want nobody doing anything from that activity. And if they do, then that's a different situation. But for the hard workers that's here, the ones that's moving our economy, the one that is going to work every single day, the one that's getting educated through our universities, the one that's doing research, the one that's doing all that we have to do to keep our economy strong, those are the ones that I say absolutely we want them here. And I shouldn't be messing with them. If you want to fix immigration, fix it through federal legislation. Stop sicking people, making people feel scared because you want to put a terrorist organization on them and call that justice. There's no justice in that.
That said, criticism might be, hey, Mayor, what about the violent criminals who are illegals? What do you do with them?
And I've said it over and over again. If you're a violent criminal, that's a different situation. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the hard workers that's right here. That is a totally different situation that I understand. And I, not only with them, but even people right here. I've been very steadfast in my conviction to ensure that we reduce homicides in this city by any means possible. That's why you've seen us work so hard with the Stop the Violence Fund. That's why you've seen so hard us uplifting our police. That's why you've seen us work so hard and making sure that our communities or having an opportunity to speak where they didn't before. So we've demonstrated the remedy to how you reduce violence in communities. So anybody that's doing violent act, no, I don't want them here.
We're with Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. More to come. Mayor, I want to ask you about what you want to achieve in the final months in office and what your game plan is for that.
All right.
How you envision our city under your watch here as we close out 2025.
All right, sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.